This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Drug giant AstraZeneca hitting the brakes on global trials of what it says is still a promising coronavirus vaccine after one of its volunteers became ill. The White House Coronavirus Task Force member, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying this morning it's not unusual for that to happen during clinical trials.
We see this generally, for the most part, but you don't know until you investigate it. It's an adverse event that's related to something else that just happened to have occurred during the period of time that the clinical trial was on.
He was speaking on CBS this morning. Heavy snow is slowing a raging wildfire in northern Colorado. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins nearly tripled in size over 3 days before the cold front with rain and snow slowed it down late yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
California is not the only state in the West dealing with massive wildfires, as the state of Washington is facing a record number of them. They're destroying homes and businesses and forcing evacuations by the thousands. Governor Jay Inslee is saying the state has never seen anything like it before.
The devastation is all over our state, from Vantage to Chelan to Omak to Spokane.
A magnitude 3.1 earthquake striking in the east today. Freehold, New Jersey was ground zero. The U.S. Geological Survey confirming it, and residents took to social media expressing their shock as the rare occurrence happened, with reports of shaking across that state. A TV personality is the new owner of a serial killer John Wayne Gacy's prison artwork. Ghost Adventure star Zach Bagans has purchased numerous pieces of art and letters that Gacy created while in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Seven people were found shot and killed at an illegal marijuana growing operation in a small California desert town. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says the victims were all found in a home in the middle of the night on Monday, and detectives discovered more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana inside that house, as well as hundreds of pot plants still growing. No word on a motive at this time, but it's suspected the drugs have something to do with it. No arrests have been made. Air travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the 4-day period last year. And a Christian group has launched a new effort to try to drive people against backing President Trump's re-election, especially in key swing states like Florida and Michigan. Faithful America, which describes itself as the largest online community of grassroots Christians acting for social justice, announcing the initiative yesterday, saying it's the first time they've chosen to become directly involved in election activity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Also great to have James Urson back with us, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, we're doing great. You know, it's really hot here in California. We have wildfires, but we know we can cool off the state. All we have to do is ask Speaker Pelosi to open up her $25,000 freezer. And then it'll cool off probably most of the state.
You think it will? At least Northern California, possibly, I guess. But, of course,
she has her ice cream.
Is she out of the penalty box, after the Salon Gate issue?
Isn't it amazing? She's certainly still in the penalty box because that scandal had so much traction simply because there's so many people who just immediately grasped that there's something very, very wrong. And there's a whole list of Democrats who are elected officials, mayors, governors, who do not follow the COVID rules that they implement, which leads to a question. They're not afraid. What do they know that we don't know? What's going on here? In other words, that their decisions have nothing to do with health, have nothing to do with data, and have everything to do with the upcoming election.
Well, she read the CDC report, James. And that CDC report, which came out, and boy, they did everything they could. Thank you very much, mainstream media, to quiet that down. And you saw that number. How many actual numbers of people died from COVID, not with comorbidities, but actually died of COVID-19.
Yes, 6% of the amount, which comes out to roughly 9,500 people in a country of 340 million. So, and then we also have indications that the testing that's been done is faulty because it allows the person implementing the testing to create positive results at will.
Oh, wow.
Because they just keep amplifying the material, the DNA material, to reach that goal. And so really what we're looking at is the data that we've been told is as reliable as the models that started this whole thing. And we know those models are a joke, but the data is a joke. This is, in essence, we're living through a hoax. Just
exactly
what people were criticized for saying in the beginning. And the state of Hawaii that you have connections to, they have a total of 100 deaths on the islands. And the governor has chosen a second lockdown of the entire state and no in-person class for school. and it is absolutely uncalled for. You know, what we have in California with Governor Newsom is a kind of a mishmash of changing rules, and now he has color-coded county rules, and very slowly some counties are starting to be able to experience some reopening. But you can see the governor's dragging his feet, but even he's not as bad as the governor of Hawaii. And so many other blue states, Oregon, transparently, Kate Brown, the governor of Oregon, extended her state of emergency, of health emergency, to what date? November 3rd. What a coincidence.
I mean, let's just be more than obvious anymore, okay? Let's not even play the game. Let's just be upfront about it, and that's just the way it is. And I had mentioned to the audience earlier in the week, James, that you know, people have anecdotally and cryptically had made the comment that all this will go away on November the 4th. You know, maybe people are kidding about it, but there might be more truth to it than just being cynical.
True. Yeah.
And speaking, I want to go back to what you were saying about Hawaii. You know, the goofy thing about this, I don't know if I mentioned to you, because, you know, I have grandkids there, and the wife unit happens to be there. She sat out 2 weeks in Kauai in quarantine, and Kauai and Maui and the Big Island, hardly any incidences of COVID, much less a death. I think there's only been one death at all on Kauai. The preponderance of infection and deaths have occurred on Oahu. Do you know that that was only recently closed down? Up until maybe a week ago, you had free rein in Oahu. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, you had free rein, and the numbers didn't really go up.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's been free reign all along in abortion clinics, marijuana dispensaries, liquor stores, a whole host of
essential. Those are like, essential businesses, right?
Those are where Democrat voters reside. And the churches have been still, you know, I'm sure in Hawaii the churches are shut down. Churches are all but shut down in California, being persecuted. And it's interesting. It appears as though there is an agenda afoot. And who's been making all the money during this whole COVID thing have been all the big online businesses, especially Amazon, which obviously Jeff Bezos, a good portion of his money goes to the Democrats and certainly his support. And so it's transparent. People are catching on to it. You know, it's also quite interesting, and it kind of ties in with my latest article. You know, this Atlantic, the Atlantic anonymous source,
fake news. Yeah.
With really a crazy story that somehow Trump, whose actions as a president, perhaps more than any other in modern history, has been so pro-military, pro-veteran, showing absolute devotion for the veterans and for the military, and restoring the military with budget, restoring decorum. That he is this fake news. And for a long time, I was looking at it and I thought, you know, this is bizarre because it isn't even believable. It's not even as good as their other hoaxes.
Right.
So why did they do it? And the answer came to me. It's strategy for the election.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to understand that, you have to understand a thing that you and I, Bill, have talked about for probably the last few months, ballot harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
And ballot harvesting works hand-in-hand with mail-in ballots that the Democrats are pushing on the country.
Yeah, that's the next dimension of ballot harvesting is mail-in, right?
Yeah, no, there was mail-in voting. The ballots get sent out. That sets the stage for ballot harvesting. And for your listeners, it's real simple. Paid operatives can collect an unlimited amount of ballots and bring them in to the election officials, and in many states, even after Election Day. So they're collecting ballots, and it's absolutely a formula for fraud. And Democrats have already done this in California in 2018.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, James, we've got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ globally in the languages people were born to speak.
Less than 2% of people living in northeastern Thailand profess Christ. So the Tide Partner Ministry in Thailand asked God to open a way to effectively reach the other 98%. God responded by directing us to a government-controlled radio station with a broad reach. Although airtime on the government station costs more, the broadcast coverage is significantly widespread, reaching a primarily Buddhist region with the gospel 30 minutes each day, 5 days per week. Through this surprising channel, God is enabling the Tide Ministry to deliver the gospel in the language listeners were born to speak. The added expense is well worth it because a life that is eternally saved is priceless.
To learn more about how the Tide radio programs are making a difference by encouraging believers and sharing the gospel with listeners in Thailand, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour where, hey, you've come to the place that's fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we've got the best-selling author, media and legal analyst James Herson with us. James, before the break, we were talking about ballot harvesting. And what got this all in motion, particularly in California, was when the governor, and we go back to Brown on this one, when he said that everybody that resides in California should have a California driver's license and or some sort of form of registration. And what this the state used in terms of mailing out ballots, they used the information from the DMV in order to mail out ballots. And now you have illegal citizens that have a ballot and they go, well, gosh, I'm not illegal. I shouldn't be allowed to vote. Should I vote or not? And then next thing you know, the doorbell rings. It's not Avon. It's one of these ballot harvesters that come in, and because they know that they have received, because they've got all the information, says who got the ballots, right? And so they're following up on this, and they go to these illegal immigrants and say, hey, did you get a ballot? Yeah, but I'm not sure I'm supposed to, you know, sign it or, you know, participate because I'm not a citizen. Oh, don't worry. We'll take care of that for you, right?
So it's all part of a scheme to encourage illegal voting. And up until now, what that did was disenfranchise the rest of legitimate voters. It takes away our right to vote. It undermines the ultimate check and balance in our system, which is a free and fair election. But this carries it even further, because the combination of the mail-in ballot and the ballot harvesting destroys the election. There are no free and fair elections ever anymore. I'll give you an example of what has happened recently. The state of Nevada, a night session, late night, on a strict party line vote, passed exactly those two evil twins. They passed mail-in voting and ballot harvesting. Not only did they follow the California model of allowing unlimited amounts of ballots, you can pay people to go out and collect ballots, they said that the ballot harvester, the operative, can sign the ballot on behalf of the voter. So then they go to like nursing homes and cemeteries and who knows where, or make up people. They're going to come in with stacks of ballots after the election to change the results.
Well, Republicans better mount up, and they better have their own operatives out there as well, or they're going to find themselves overwhelmed, which is what happened in the midterms of 2018 in California, where you had seven solidly red districts that are overturned in one voting cycle. I mean, you can only do that by cheating, James.
That's exactly right. Now, when Republicans go out to harvest ballots, where's the first place they go? Military. Mm-hmm. Thus, the Atlantic hoax is there for the specific purpose of causing a loss of support in the military. That's exactly what it's designed for. And this guy, Goldberg, that wrote it, he's a tool of the Democratic deep state, who just is playing their game of strategy. That's the reason. It's such an odd story. Right. I wouldn't be surprised if we see similar kinds of stories representing GOP constituents. Trump says something bad about evangelicals. So Trump says something bad about the police.
Mm-hmm. About women.
Groups,
yeah.
yeah. In other words, groups that Republicans would use to harvest their own ballots. They're going to have to play this game. They have to do it in states where it's been initiated. Fortunately, you know, the Trump administration has been really good filing lawsuits, monitoring the situation, and trying to stem, you know, the ability of these people to do the ballot, mail-in ballots. But they can't control the governors and secretaries of states of the blue states, and many of them are battleground states, which is why so many experts are saying that the Supreme Court and may have to decide this election in the end, and that would mean it would fall into the hands of John Roberts, which is not a very comforting thought.
Without a doubt. Well, the thing is, James, you know, the free media, allegedly, the unfree media, is doing us no favors. I mean, because they're all part and parcel. They're the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party, and they seem to be the only ones that can put out their narrative with anonymous sources. I mean, I've had it with anonymous sources, and the media needs to be censored. On this, in some sort of manner, to go out and allow this kind of reporting, you know, months away. I mean, what are we, 8 weeks away from this election? That it's already going to be tough enough as it is in terms of counting ballots and everything that's involved, the contention that's happening. I can only hope that fair-minded and reasonable people come out and support this president in such a dramatic way that, you know, even those that are counting the votes would say, you know, you can't even make up enough votes to make up the difference, that there's such a dramatic landslide for Trump and such a mandate that, you know, we're just going to, you know, wrap up the tent and we'll come back in two more years and try it again.
Yeah, you know, we'd like it to follow the pattern of the 25th district here
exactly.
Southern California. That was and in Los Angeles where Mike Garcia won a special election at Democrat stronghold and had such a big margin that even the ballot harvesting and the cheating couldn't close the gap. And that one good thing, you know, that's happened with the media, they are definitely like the boy who cried wolf. I mean, if the media hadn't for, you know, 3 years told us about Russia collusion and spent time on the Ukrainian hoax and spent time on Michael Cohen and Amorosa and Stormy Daniels, maybe some people would believe them, but the vast majority of people know that this is baloney. They're just hoping to peel off, you know, just a little percentage off of the military constituency, which typically is very high support for Republican candidates. And don't forget, all of this strategy doesn't only apply to the presidency, but it also applies to these House races.
Right.
That's how Nancy Pelosi got in there in the first place with this ballot harvesting and cheating that took place. And so if the Republicans don't have a strategy to fight back, she's going to get back in as Speaker, and we don't want that.
Could you imagine? I mean, if we have to put up with four more years of Nancy Pelosi and the resistance, I mean, you might as well just put our government on hold for another 4 years. I mean, Donald Trump, even in spite of all this, it took COVID-19 to finally, you know, for them to accomplish something here. But for what gain? I mean, because this is all manufactured by the Democrats. It's not Republicans. It's just clearly the Democratic alliance that knew, and they'd said early on, James, that the economy was so strong that unless the Democrats could do something about Trump's economy and Trump's America that was, you know, very robust and rolling along until March, you know, they were going to be in trouble.
Yeah, no, and it's quite amazing when you mention Trump's economy. Even despite COVID and rioting and all of the negative reporting, we now have unemployment levels that are the same as they were when Biden left office, when the Obama administration got involved with the transition. I mean, it's the same. It's in the 8% range.
Right.
Which is totally unexpected, which is obviously because Trump built up such a strong economy due to lowering the taxes and that extensive deregulation and good trade agreements.
Well, we got to leave it there. He's a best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. A great article. Go to his website, jamesherson.com, and read How Mail-In Voting Will Ruin Elections Forever. James, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
It's my pleasure. James Herson will vote in person.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Drug giant AstraZeneca hitting the brakes on global trials of what it says is still a promising coronavirus vaccine after one of its volunteers became ill. The White House Coronavirus Task Force member, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying this morning it's not unusual for that to happen during clinical trials.
We see this generally for the most part, but you don't know until you investigate it. It's an adverse event that's related to something else that just happened to have occurred during the period of time that the clinical trial was on.
He was speaking on CBS this morning. Heavy snow is slowing a raging wildfire in northern Colorado. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins nearly tripled in size over 3 days before the cold front with rain and snow slowed it down late yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and Bill Pasco joins us now. Bill is the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you on with us. Traditionally, Labor Day is when you hear the sound of the gun and the race is on for the Oval Office. That, along with all kinds of books and commentaries attacking both candidates, quite relentlessly. And, hey, things are just warming up.
Things are just warming up. Heck, things have been warm for a while.
Yeah.
I would prefer to think of Labor Day as they're rounding the clubhouse turn. They've got the finish line in sight. We got a sprint. 56 days from yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that 4 years has passed this quickly.
Even the ladies from The View are all heated up. But they're always heated up, I guess. So, hey, just some things never change, right?
They're always heated up. We've got a really good race going on now.
Yeah.
The way I see this, you've got what really counts. Let's start with one of my axioms of campaign politics. The guy who wins the communications war in a campaign is not the guy who's got the better argument. It's the guy who controls what you're arguing about.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 5 months, we've been arguing about coronavirus. That has not been a good argument for the president to have because everybody's scared of the coronavirus.
Right.
But over the last, 3 to 4 weeks or so, these riots in American cities all over the place have kind of pushed coronavirus off the front pages. Mm-hmm. And we're now discussing a new topic in the campaign. And that, in political terms, that is helping President Trump. You look at the state-by-state polling, and you can see in all the battleground states, the polls are tightening. While former Vice President Biden continues to hold a lead in the national polls of anywhere from 6 to 8 points, you look at the battleground states, and all of a sudden we're looking at 3 or 4 point leads, almost margin of error. And that shows positive movement for President Trump. I think what's happening partly is Republicans are coming home. And they're seeing, and another part of it is you look at that Democrat convention versus the Republican convention. The Democrat convention didn't have an agenda. There was no platform. They talked about no policy whatsoever. It was either Joe Biden is a native of Pennsylvania, and he's been around forever, or it was Orange Man bad. It was very simple. But then you look at the Republican convention the following week, and you had all kinds of interesting policy proposals. We talked about here's the agenda for the second term. Here's how we're going to make life better. We're going to rejuvenate the economy. The job numbers continue to improve. Nobody thought 5 months ago that we were going to be back to single digit unemployment before the election. And yet last week we got the new unemployment numbers. We're down to 8.4% unemployment. Mm-hmm. The economy created another 1.4 million jobs last month. So job growth is strong. The economy is getting better. The polling is tightening in all the battleground states. Just yesterday, the Trump campaign did a 45-minute presentation for the news media, kind of a backgrounder to tell them their state of play of the campaign, the different ways that they think they can get there. And while and the big point they were making was what they called optionality. In 2016, they pointed out there were really very few routes that President Trump could take to assemble enough electoral votes to get to 270. They pointed out 7 different routes to 270 in this exercise, in the 2020 election campaign, 7 different ways for him to get to 270. So they're feeling very good. And here's something that's just absolutely fascinating. And again, it shows you what a difference 4 years can make. 4 years ago, he came close, but he lost Minnesota. Republicans haven't won Minnesota since 1972. It's a very, very blue state. But because of President Trump's focus on energy independence and unlocking, you know, getting rid of the regulations that have kept American energy production in check for so many years, Minnesota is now in play. The Trump campaign is going to actually spend, over the last 50 days of the campaign, they're going to spend more money advertising in Minnesota than they are in either Wisconsin or Michigan, which were two of the states that were key to his victory in 2016.
Well, you just made the media very happy there in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Not just the media, but there are a lot of people in Minnesota, a lot of disaffected Democrats who can't understand why the Democratic Party is so down on energy production. You know, for 40 years, America was dependent. We imported far more energy than we exported. We were dependent on energy imports from certain parts of the world that are not as stable as we would like. Let's put it that way. They're not as stable as we would like them to be. And so that caused consternation in our national security policy. Now, America is an energy exporter. A lot of people don't realize this, but we're now the biggest energy exporter in the world, thanks to President Trump and the deregulatory efforts. And that gives us a lot more freedom of movement, a lot more freedom to play in international affairs with a lot less restrictions than we used to have. And a lot of people are recognizing that, and that's a very good thing for America, and that's brought to you courtesy of President Trump.
Exactly. You know, you think about where we are right now, Bill. If we were still dependent on the Middle East in the midst of the pandemic and all that we're dealing with, riots in the streets, I mean, we would be in serious trouble. But
we'd be looking at $5 a gallon gas, $6 a gallon gas. Who knows?
No, it'd be out of control.
And then you multiply that across the economy, because it's not just gasoline. When we get higher fuel prices, those costs get tacked on to everything. Everything you buy, there's a fuel component to the price built into the structure. So when fuel prices go up, the price of our shoes goes up, the price of our clothes goes up, the price of our food goes up. Everything goes up based on the cost of energy. So that's one of the great successes of the Trump 4 years.
Bill, you're there in D.C., so you're seeing, the heartbeat of, the whole political process. And it would seem that the Democrats jumped the shark here a bit in how they backed away from making any kind of, disdainful claim or statement about what was going on in the streets of America with all these riots and stuff. And they it almost is like they played into the hands of the Republican Party and Donald Trump. For what they tried to stick on Donald Trump, it's like backfiring on them. What are they saying there in the Beltway?
Well, I think you're right. The Senate has just come back. Yesterday was the first day that the Senate has been in session, going all the way back to the very first week of July. So they had a long July break and a long August recess. They're back in town now. They're looking at trying to come up with some kind of coronavirus relief bill. But I can tell you that there is a change in the mood among Senate Republicans. I've been talking for the last several days to folks who are getting ready to come back, because they're only in session for about 3 weeks.
Right.
Keep that in mind. This is only going to be September, and then they're going to break for October and go home and campaign the way they always do.
Mm-hmm.
But folks who are very excited to come back, they're Senate Republicans and staffers, have a renewed sense of confidence after that Republican convention, and the fact that the conversation has now shifted onto terrain that they feel much more comfortable with. I mean, the country, we've been talking ever since 2018, the battleground has been suburban women. Republicans lost a lot of support from suburban women. And as long as the topic of the conversation was coronavirus, there didn't seem to be much hope of winning them back. But now that the conversation has shifted from coronavirus to law and order and
right.
lawlessness and rioting specifically, that's stuff that makes suburban women unhappy, very concerned, very worried. And they're coming back to the Republicans who are saying, hey, it's time for law and order here.
Right,
protest
exactly.
is one thing. Protest mm-hmm. is one thing. And we're all for peaceful protest, but when peaceful protest becomes looting and violence and arson and businesses being shuttered, I mean, you walk through downtown D.C. right now, our nation's capital, has buildings where the first floor windows are all boarded over.
Wow.
I've never seen this. I've lived in Washington my entire life. And then the last thing that comes close to this is 1968 riots, 50 years ago.
Right. Yeah, forget about Lafayette Square. But Lafayette Square is depressing as well. I mean, here's that one-time beautiful
zone.
Park, right? I mean, that
it's
is such a, it's such a heartbreak. Well, we got to leave it there. Bill Pascoe, as always, we appreciate you coming on and giving us an update there from the Beltway. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
forced to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you. How you doing? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. I don't know if you heard this news or not. Contrary to what some are saying, Donald Trump's been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, and not by a Russian oligarch, by the way, so calm down, by a Norwegian official, and citing the Israeli UAE peace deal. So, I think that's, that is a positive on so many levels, to say the least. Rick Berman is joining us now. Rick is the president of Berman & Company, a Washington, D.C.-based public affairs firm, contributor to the Washington Times as well. We're going to be talking about confronting the Chinese Communist Party here in these United States. Rick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much. Good to be with you.
Well, Rick, it's we've seen this coming for a long time. I mean, it's been amazing how, for whatever reason, the Chinese communists have been able to establish a stronghold within this country, whether we're talking about educational institutions in corporate America, just right on down the line. I mean, it's the old axiom, all you have to do is follow the money, right?
You know, they are willing to spend in ways that there is no other government that I'm familiar with able to match them. Mm-hmm. And while we rely on private businesses to increase our standard of living, to increase our GDP, we're competing with the Chinese government. The Chinese government is the same thing as Chinese businesses. They're one and the same. And they're coming into this country and buying up our businesses. If they're not stealing technology, they're buying it.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, we're helping. I mean, they own a big part of our debt, just in interest payments alone. I mean, we fund a lot of activity of the Chinese Communist Party, if the truth be known.
Absolutely. Yep. At the end of the day, they are so strategic. They are looking for ways to get their hooks into U.S. culture, U.S. society, as I said earlier, U.S. businesses. And it's insidious. You can't quite focus on any one area and think that you've got it under control. You know, these guys import 97% of our antibiotics. You know, yes. There's something that people don't think about. They control.
Well, we thought about it recently here when we were choked off, and of course that's a whole other discussion. So I believe that the tide is beginning to change on that, but that's a huge number, 97%.
97% of all antibiotics come out of China, and some of them are not high quality, which is another problem. As I started to say, they are the largest owner of movie theater screens in this country. They put in over $4 billion to buy movie theater screens and Legendary Entertainment, which is a huge movie production company, all of which is designed to see what the Chinese imagery that are shown to U.S. citizens are different than what would happen without the Chinese being able to control that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're into universities, as you had mentioned. They own 2,400 businesses in this country. They own 30 radio stations. They either own or control 30 radio stations, which are basically pumping out the Chinese version of the news. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on. And we're not doing very much about it. When we are doing something about it, nibbling around the edges.
Right. Well, you know, business got greedy. And they saw gold in them, our hills, and, you know, the blindfold's on, and, of course, then we're seeing even politicians, how they've been entangled as well. You know, a lot has been pointed in the direction of Joe Biden and his affair with the communist Chinese.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, well, our report, which you can find at ChinaOwnsUs.com, if you look at ChinaOwnsUs.com, you'll see it is not a partisan position paper. Having said that, there definitely is a difference between Biden's approach and Trump's approach. Mm-hmm. And I would say Trump's approach is not aggressive enough, but on the other hand, you know, we are in a country where the government can't tell a business that you have to come back from China. Now, they can give incentives, and they've done that recently with Kodak, trying to get Kodak to produce generic drugs, but the Chinese government can tell a Chinese business where to go, when to go, and if they do go to the U.S. and buy a company, that they're obligated to transfer that technology back to China if the Communist Party indicates that that's what they want. It's a totally different system. It's asymmetric warfare.
Right.
These guys are able to do things that we can't do because of our system.
Mm-hmm. But, Rick, you know as well as I do, Donald Trump has turned the apple cart upside down. And even, you know, confronting this, it makes a lot of people, especially the globalists, very nervous because they've generated a lot of income at the expense of the United States. But, hey, look at it. When it's about greed and money, that's all they care about. They're not really, you know, concerned too much about selling out on America, it seems. I mean, it sounds pretty cynical and harsh, but that seems to be the case, because as you are in your report breaking this down, I mean, anybody else reading this would go, what the heck happened? How did we get here?
Yeah, well, that's true. And what's happened is that it's happened very slowly over time. I mean, people have always exported jobs if they thought that they could produce the product cheaper and then ship it back. You know, that was always considered to be smart business. But obviously, we've reached a tipping point where the people who are controlling that government have become far more aggressive. They built up a navy that's got more ships than ours. They are obviously not the country that we thought they were when Richard Nixon and Kissinger first went to China to open up China. Then they were a third world country. They're hardly a third world country anymore. If any of your listeners were to go to the internet and look up pictures from Wuhan, you know, Wuhan is where the virus came from.
Right.
You'll see pictures of a city that look like a space age city. It's 8 million people, and it's not their largest city. It is no longer a backwards third world country. And they're eating our lunch because we've given them so many advantages in the international market.
And I believe, you know, as you say, appropriately so, we let our guard down in the interest of trying to help. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, even when you stop to, for just a moment, common sense would say, well, what does a free America have in common with a Chinese Communist Party or a communist anything? I mean, we're seeing it right now in the streets of America. I mean, you know, the communists are invading us right now. The Marxists is all one and the same. Socialism, Marxism, communism, whatever you want to identify it. It's all down the same yellow brick road here. And here it is. It is amongst us. You know, it's no longer an existential threat. We're living with this every day, and we're so entangled. It is very hard for some people to discern this. And I believe we still have. I'm optimistic like Donald Trump. I got to tell you this, Rick, is that, you know, we have the labor force. You know, America is, has a rich history of proving itself time and again. And I believe that, the fact that you even have a president saying, look at, you know, we're going to give you appropriate incentives. We want you back here. Even American businesses, when they went overseas, they said, okay, well, it's cheap labor. But what they had to make up in terms of management on top of that, I mean, they had to go through quite a curve. It wasn't a real slam dunk of, oh, we just get cheap labor. I mean, there were other unintended costs that came about as a result of them moving everything overseas, was there not?
Sure. And you know, quite frankly, we don't even have to move everything back here. Companies are finding that they can find cheap labor in Vietnam. They can find cheap labor in South Korea, in Taiwan. You don't have to ship it all back here, but they've got to get out of China because China's got a chokehold on this country in lots of ways that, again, people don't realize.
But, Rick, even if you move it to other countries, haven't we learned that we cannot empower any one entity with so much? I mean, here it is. I mean, for us turning over our pharmaceutical distribution over to the Chinese, I mean, what were we thinking? And, even a couple of years ago, it's been almost a couple of years ago when the president made an announcement, said, gosh, you know, here it is, like some new revelation. But it was like the rest of the parties, you know, the Democrats and other Republicans weren't even thinking about this. And that is that steel was no longer being manufactured in America. And if we ever had a military situation that we had to deal with, well, then we were going to be very vulnerable to the people that we could be fighting against or that they don't care for us to begin with. So how are we going to have the free flow of steel in order to support our military?
Well, you're absolutely right. And you know what? We are even at the mercy of the Chinese because they are the world's largest exporter of rare earth minerals. Mm-hmm. And these rare earth minerals are necessary for all sorts of military applications. All high-tech electronics rely on these minerals, or some people call them metals. 80% of all the rare earth minerals are mined in China. And again, we've allowed this to happen. We can't possibly change some of this just by saying we'll go to Taiwan or we'll go to Australia. You know, so you can get drugs out of India, but the problem is that India imports all the basics, the so-called active pharmaceutical ingredients that go into these pills. They imported all from China. And you know, then there's this Chinese investment in all these countries around the world. They have these projects, you know, part of their Belt and Road Initiative.
Rick, we're coming to a close here. We've only got about 10 seconds. Tell everybody where they can go to get their hands on the information.
ChinaOwnsUs.com. ChinaOwnsUs.com. You'll know a whole lot more real quick about what's going on.
Thank you, Rick Berman. Listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.